Preparation in your tens. I am so happy that today is Tuesday, the most special day to start the morning lesson with in the center of the tent. We'll read excerpt, and afterwards every friend will add to it. All of our work in Torah and Mitzvot is in order to emerge from the exile of the world to receive for ourselves. In other words, we must aim, while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot, that our reward will be that by this we will be rewarded with emerging from exile and enslavement in the world to receive for ourselves, and will be able to work only in order to bring contentment to the Creator, and we will not demand any other reward for our work in Torah and Mitzvot. In other words, we want to be rewarded with feeling while engaging in Torah and Mitzvot that we are serving a great and important King, and that by this we will be love of the Creator within us, from feeling His exaltedness. However, all our pleasure will come from serving the Creator. This will be our reward, and not that He will somehow reward us in the work. Instead, we will feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world than the privilege of serving the Creator. Every friend must share his impression from the passage. It's the commands of our Gabbai. Yeah, so there truly is a feeling in the air that once we started this Shabbat, that every day we're adding another degree towards the Congress. And what are we adding? It's felt this greatness of the Congress, greatness of the goal in the air, that there's a lot of inner work between us, between the friends. We feel it in there, and it just reminded me when we read that all of the reward is the work. It just feels that everybody is doing the work. Yeah, this whole next period, the Congress is an amazing opportunity to implement this principle, that all the exertion is the reward, the least to demand for ourselves and more from ourselves. And it depends a lot on the preparation we do. It's like a few year preparation for a few second battle. And we're going in that direction. We feel the necessity in the 10 for this. We are in a period of realization. The whole work is in the relationships between us. And these forces are what can hold a person through such things. When all these words are written that, I don't know, throughout the path we had all kinds of discernments of what it meant, and every time it focuses or changes. And yesterday I was in campus, it was nice to see in lesson number 7 how people took like the first bite from the wisdom when they start in something agreeing and understanding that in the connection something should appear.
Yeah,
I was also on campus, lesson number 10. The end of the first semester, next week is the second semester. In the Chever group, it's interesting that in the workshop I asked them what our work is, so until it came out of them, it was interesting. But it truly is our work to correct that connection, to pass this message onward. Let's pray together to be rewarded with the light, to make an effort in the connection between us. Yeah, and try and think, what are we doing this connection between us for? Why are we demanding the light? What do we want it to do? And for what? I think that continuing this excerpt, the fact that we can sit here together and engage in the search for the correct intention, the correct thought, to go deeper and see what's happening in my heart, what's happening in our mutual heart, to listen to all these words from Rav, to scrutinize, to have a workshop, to read the excerpts. The fact that we were given this privilege to do this, this is already our great reward. We're already starting from a great privilege. And these are our most important moments. These 3 hours establish our day, what happens to us in life. And a great gratitude for that.
The greatness of the Creator. Only friends are the greatness of the Creator. I apologize, I missed the excerpt. But the path, the Rav, the Kabbalists, all this good that surrounds us, it's really beyond measure. I don't even know what to say. Shame and gratitude. Let's do everything we can in order to be contributors, not only receiving.
Yeah, altogether, it's felt that we have an opportunity now, that we were given an opportunity with the great conditions to connect and come closer between us to the Creator. With these tens, with this Congress, what we reach, that there's something to concentrate around, so to implement it.
Realize it, and just like in this excerpt, to serve it, to be happy and in gratitude from the bottom of our hearts for the opportunity that we have to serve the King. So the work itself will become our reward. It's a really special, exalted thing. And let's start from this point to aspire to that place. That each moment will give contentment to the Creator. Just like that. Even when it sounds artificial and convoluted, that the tip of the intention of the unity of our work will be there. That tip. To surround everything.
What got me the most is that you serve a great king, and by this we'll have the love of the king, we'll feel his greatness. That is something we have to build between us, to remind each other all day, to say thank you for the whole day we've been through. What was, it's erased, and from now on, pray for the next day, to have the forces to hold on to each other and feel that the Creator is great.
Maybe to conclude with an inner prayer.
Thank you.